cry. It's some stuff that will happen in your life that will make you cry. It's okay. It's a part of the deal. If you can't handle pain, you don't want success.
You gotta look at life when life knocks you down and says, this all you got? Is this it? I was born in the dark, shaped in the dark, molded by the dark. I will break you. You recycle your pain. You use your pain.
And some of you are not successful because every single time you run up against a trial, every time you run up against a tribulation, you stop. And what I'm here to tell you is, if you tell that thing, I'm here just like you here, and I promise you, I ain't leaving without the degree. I will not leave without that goal. I will not leave without that dream. I will not leave this university until I'm successful. I will not leave this job. I will not leave this client. I will not leave this opportunity until I get it.
And you're gonna have to fight and fight and fight and fight. And most of you won't be successful, not because you can't do it, but you can't outlast your old you to get to your new you.
You must have patience and engage in consistent action.
Look at your belief system every single day and stick with it. Don't rush the process, trust the process. Don't rush the process, trust the process. Don't rush the process, trust the process.
Everybody dreams of greatness. Everybody wants to be great. Everybody dreams of greatness, wishes to be great, talks about great, idolizes the greats. Everybody wants to be great, but only a few when that moment presents itself. Only a few when that time has come. Only a few are willing to step up to the moment and actually execute.
When you're dealing with another human being, it's not how tall he is. When you're dealing with another human being, it's not how big he is. When you're dealing with another human being, it's not how strong he is. At the end of the day, it comes down to will.
Your dreams count on you. Push. Ain't nobody about to give you no cookies and ice cream. Push. It's alive. It's inside. How do you know? You feel it. You dream about it. You eat and sleep it every day. When people talk to you, tell them, this is what I'm going to do. So push. Just push past the fight. Push. Don't quit. Don't get... Push. Push your way to success.
It's going to rain sometimes. I will. You're going to feel discouraged sometimes. I will. No matter what the obstacle, I will. I must.
Live extreme and push your boundaries. Why? Simply because there will be no other time for you to do this. You can dream of these things, but understand you can also achieve them. The moments that take your breath away are the ones that count. I don't care if you've been beaten to the floor, if your legs are too tired to lift that weight. Break through that barrier and create new ones for you. When there's a will, there's a way. When you truly need something, you can find a way, and you stop at nothing to reach it.
The inches we need are everywhere around us. They're in every break of the game, every minute, every second. In any fight, it's the guy who's willing to die who's gonna win that inch.
It's not easy reaching your goal. It's not easy changing your life. It's not easy trying to build a business and people are negative and saying no every day. It takes a lot of guts. Bill collectors are calling and your phone might be cut off. And you might lose your job. It takes a lot of guts. You don't have nothing but lint in the corner of your pockets. You're out here talking about living your dream. And people laughing at you. And they're doubting you. But let me tell you, I believe in revenge like Frank Sinatra. He said the best revenge is massive success. It takes guts. You got to dig down deep to gut it out. Keep on going again and again and again. It's hard. No, easy is not an option. However, ladies and gentlemen, what you will discover is that it's worth it.
How do you keep going? Why do you keep going? There's two sides of pain. There's one side of pain that's the suffering and the discomfort side of pain. But then there's another side of pain that's called effort. It's called glory. It's called if you can find a way to push through.
Enough is enough. Stop feeling this way about yourself. Stop letting years and years of negative shit affect who you are now. You have the power to stop it. You gotta put your foot down and say that's it. Enough is enough. No longer am I going to listen to that voice inside my head telling me I'm nothing, telling me I'm weak, telling me I'm useless. And today, and from every day after today, I'm going to start fighting back. I'm going to start doing what I want to do with strength and pride. I'm going to take on the world because that's what I'm made to do. That's what's inside me. You ain't the only one that feels or has ever felt helpless before, let me tell you. We've all been there, but what happens up until this point means nothing. It's what you do from this point on that's going to determine the rest of your life. You can either be a victim of your life or the master of it, but the choice, that's down to you.
When you lose, that's an opportunity to improve. That's not the time that you go sit over in the corner and feel sorry for yourself and make excuses as to why you lost. You gotta own the reasons that you lost.
It's time to take ownership. Take full ownership of your time, of your mind, of your day.
It won't be easy.
In any area of your life that you want to change, there's one fact that you need to know. You're never going to feel like it.
There are those of you in this room, you're average. You have no business being average, but now you've justified it. You've come up with these great reasons of why you can't wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning. You come up with these great reasons why you can't get up at 5. You have these great reasons of why you have to do everything, why you don't execute, why you don't finish, why you don't follow through, why you say you'll exercise and you do it for about 10 days and you quit. You've got an excuse for why you're average.
Think about the things that you tell yourself, the lies you use to rationalize taking the easy road. You don't have time. You don't have support. You don't know the best way. You're too busy and you're too tired, or you're too sore, or you're just plain not feeling it. Lies, lies, lies. And the list goes on and on. And it doesn't stop if you don't make it stop. Recognize the excuses are not valid. They're conjured up. They're fabricated. They're lies. And how do you stop the lies? You stop the lies with the truth. And the truth is, you have time. You have the skill. You have the knowledge and the willpower and the discipline to get it done. Cast out the lies. Burn them down.
So easy to put things off. So easy to say, you can do it tomorrow. Well, I want you to reprogram your brain and tell yourself that tomorrow is not a viable option. Tomorrow doesn't work. You do it today. You get it done today. That's what you do.
I challenge you guys to become people who do instead of people who talk about doing. I challenge you to not be the person who posts success meme after success meme after success meme after success meme with no fucking improvement in your life. Success is about doing. It's not about talking. And no matter how much positive you try to put out, no matter how many success memes you think you're gonna post, it's not gonna be your fucking year if you don't learn to be someone of action.
You will have to pay the price. There is a price tag to greatness. If you're going to get anything, you will have to work for every single thing you get. And you got to work every single day. You got to wake up every day and work. And not only do you got to wake up every single day and work, you got to outwork everybody.
Successful people, while you're bitching and whining and crying about how things are hard and why things aren't fair, guess what they're doing? They're doing the fucking work. You can't snap your fucking fingers and become somebody else. You have to commit to becoming better. You have to commit to being a person of action. You have to commit to being someone who doesn't just talk, but follows through. Aren't you fucking sick of not hitting your fucking goals? Aren't you sick of being the same that you are every fucking year? If you tell yourself you're going to do something, you need to fucking do it. If you tell yourself you're going to be something, you need to fucking be it. Be an example for yourself, be an example for your family, be an example for your friends of someone who fucking does.
We know life is rough and we know there will be pain, and whether that pain is at the hands of an enemy or at the hands of nature or time or disease, there will be pain. That's the way life is.
You have been disappointed over and over and over again. And every time you try, nobody notices. And every time you try, you come up short. Sickness is cyclical. It comes around, it goes around. You're well for a little while, and then it's the same thing all over again, but this time it's only worse. Because now, not only are you back where you started, but you have less hope that it is ever going to be different, because you've cycled through it one more time just to realize, well, I guess I'm just a cynical person. Well, I guess I'm just a negative person. I guess nobody in my family was meant to go to college. Sickness becomes normal to you, and it starts to be easier for you to just accept the condition than to challenge it. Because to challenge the condition means to risk disappointment. And some of us have tried, got blocked. Tried, got blocked. Tried, got blocked. And now people see you and they assume that you don't care. No, I care. I cared, and I cared so much, but they didn't care back. And I tried so hard, and I still got looked over. And don't you know it's hard when your expectation has been damaged by disappointment? It's a slow damage. It's a slow tearing of the muscle fibers. It's a slow deterioration of your hope by disappointment. It is not one event that creates it. It's over and over. I tried and I tried and I smiled and I stayed and I disciplined and I showed up and I didn't care. And the man has finally gotten to a place where he is tired of trying.
You might even feel like there's no hope. But you know what? Doesn't matter. Keep fighting. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. But that doesn't happen on its own. You have to choose to get stronger. Keep fighting. Keep going, and don't give up, because the only real failure is actually giving up. And if you don't give up, you will win.
See, life is rough, ladies and gentlemen. It's rough. Things that's going to happen to you in life, ladies and gentlemen. Make it okay. I can change how I respond to it. I can become upset, nervous, tense about it, weak about it, or I can say, it's okay. Don't go through life feeling like you're powerless. Victims are people that are powerless. You're not powerless. You are powerful. You direct the power in your life. Whatever your life is right now, it is a duplication of your consciousness. It's a result of how you have decided to use your power. That's all it is. That's not who you are. That's just a perverted use of your power that you aren't satisfied with. And you've got the power to change that. But you don't know what has happened to me. It really doesn't matter what has happened to you. See, the only thing that really matters is, what are you going to do about it? That's all that matters. That's all that matters. That no matter what you do to me, how cold and callous you are to me, lack of compassion, lack of sensitivity, how cruel you might be to me, you're not going to change me.
There are some things that I went through this year that I didn't like. There are some things that I went through this year that hurt. They hurt like hell. I'm not saying that I would have chosen them if I had had the opportunity. But now that I've been through it, there is something that I learned through what I went through that made me who I am. There's a purpose for it. I'm not a hostage.
You have to make a decision that every experience is my education. And I'm going to discover the opportunity for me to grow and for me to get better. I'm telling you, I've already made up my mind that I know I will fall down. I know that I will stumble, but I already see myself getting back up. Therefore, I'm never down. I'm either up or getting back up. I will learn from this thing.
What if you give it everything you have and you come up short? What if you get weak along the way and you throw in a towel on yourself, you surrender? What then? A lot of people become discouraged. They become frustrated and they say, oh, what the heck? And they go back to doing what they were doing before, saying it doesn't work.
If somebody came and knocked you down, boom, and ain't nothing you can do about it. But if I come back a week later and you're still on the ground, we got a problem. And some of you, you say, Eric, it ain't my fault. You're right. The way you were born, what happened to you is not your fault. But doggone it, you still on the ground after 20 years? You have absolutely nothing to do with what happened to you. It's not your fault. You got knocked on the ground. You had absolutely nothing to do with that. And I'm not blaming you for that. But if I come back a week later, you still on the ground. That's your fault. If I come back a year later, you still on the ground? That's your fault. If you get knocked down, there's nothing you can do about it. But getting back up has every single thing to do with you. And you will promise me that from this day forward, you will not be defeated. You don't belong at the bottom. And it's time for you to get your butt from down there. It's time for you to stop being comfortable at the bottom. Get your butt up and get to where you're supposed to be. Keep playing the game. Keep grinding. Keep working. And that other stuff will take care of itself. I can because I'm capable. I will because I'm strong. I must because they count on me. I can. I will. I must. I will my way through every situation, every trial, every tribulation. I will my way through it. I don't care if it's cancer. I will my way through it. I don't care if it's MS. I will my way through it. I don't care if I'm struggling in school and I'm trying to get a degree. I will my way through it. I don't care if you fail the boards. Go again. I don't care if you fail the law exam. Go again. Will your way through it. Some things you can skill yourself through. Some stuff you got to will your way through. This is not a year that you're going to be doing a lot of talking. This is the year for grinding. This is not the year of dreaming. We're not dreaming no more. We're not wishing no more. We're not watching other people ride the ride no more. This is our year where we don't need phenomenal skill. We just need a phenomenal will. So they're going to say no when you knock on the door. I will. It's going to rain sometimes. I will. You're going to feel discouraged sometimes. I will. No matter what the obstacle, I will. I will. I will. I must.
In every aspect of life.
You're going to fall flat on your face. You're going to be criticized when you come out into the arena called life. You're going to feel awkward and stupid and dumb sometimes. But it's okay. It goes with the territory.
You got to get messed up sometimes. You got to get dirty. You got to get your feelings hurt. You got to get disappointed. You got to get told no. You're going to ask somebody for some money. He going to tell you no. That's just dirt. See, you get tripped out because you got dirt on you. But you need dirt on you to develop. Because dirt ain't just dirt. Dirt is fertilizer. Dirt is nutrients. Dirt gives you the strength for your seed to push through. See, you got to have dirt on you to push through something. Everything you see that's beautiful starts out as a seed. But that seed got to get dirt on it. See, you get mad when haters come your way. You get mad because you get a setback. You get mad because you get thrown off course. You get mad because you get a detour. That's just dirt. You get mad because they talking about you. That's dirt. You get mad because you lost your mama. That's dirt. But show me something that has grown into something beautiful that didn't have no dirt on it. You got to have dirt on you to grow into what God got for you.
And maybe you've been knocked down in your life and it seems like, hey, the fight is over. It is not over unless you quit.
You have to learn to turn and look at every obstacle as an opportunity.
You gotta get gritty, man. You gotta develop some dog in you.
Life is gonna throw some serious blows, some body blows, and they gonna hurt. But I want you to feel that pain going through your body. And as pain leaves your body, guess what's gonna take its place? Success. No pain, no gain.
Pain has a purpose. Don't go through it, grow through it.
Stop running from your pain and embrace your pain. Your pain is going to be a part of your prize. I challenge you to push yourself. When you get to the point where enough is enough, when you get to the point where it hurt real bad, when you get to the point you can't take it no more, when you get to that point, doors start opening, opportunities start happening. But what you cannot do is you cannot quit during the process. You cannot give up because it ain't what you see. You cannot give up. Champions keep going when they don't have anything left in their tank.
when they don't have no more, when it's over, when they're tired, when they're frustrated, when they're ready to give up, when they spent their last dime, that's when they get started. It's when you have nothing left. It's when you depleted all your money, when all your energy gone, when you have nothing left. That's when it's showtime. When you find a way out of no way. When you find breath that you don't have. When you find energy that did not exist. When you want this thing as bad as you want to breathe, that's when you find a way. I wish I could tell you it's going to get easier. I wish I could tell you that if you just keep going, the weight is going to get lighter. I wish I could tell you that, but that's not the truth. The truth is, you got to find something within. You gotta find something within, and that's gotta push you, and that's gotta elevate you, and that's gotta drive you, and that's gotta move you. And when you find out what your why is, you don't hit snooze no more. When you find your why, you find a way to make it happen. I challenge you to never give up. Never give up. You're gonna be here one day, but you'll never get here if you give up, if you give in, if you quit. And finally, guys, you gotta wanna succeed as bad as you wanna breathe.
You know, sometimes you get that feeling in life that things aren't going my way. You hear people say that. Things aren't going my way right now. Listen, things just don't go your way. That's not the way the world works. You gotta make them go your way. You think things are gonna just happen for you? Well, they're not just gonna happen for you. You gotta make them happen. Go make things happen.
Do what you need to do to get up, to make yourself get up and get going. And I know you just wanna get 5 more minutes of sleep, just 5 more minutes. And I'm telling you, no, rise up. And aggressively move forward down the path. Get yourself in the game. Shut down all those pathetic excuses and get after it.
It doesn't matter how I'm doing. It doesn't matter how I slept last night. It doesn't matter how I feel. It doesn't matter when the last time I ate. It doesn't matter.
I don't care how you're feeling, and neither should you. It's actually not that complicated. Are you going to work out today? Yes or no? Are you going to eat the donut? Yes or no? Are you going to win? Yes or no? Don't allow for any gray area in there. Get rid of the debate. Make the binary code decision. Yes or no? And you know the right decision to make. So go and make it.
If you're not consistently congruent, and if you're not consistently contributing each day, then of course you're not going to be happy with yourself. It's that lack of daily consistency that ends up hurting our own self-esteem. Because listen, everyone can show up good or happy or joyous or nice or kind or give once in a while. But those who do it on a consistent basis because they demand that of themselves every day, those are the ones who achieve true confidence, true self-esteem, a true life of greatness.
Even if you're nervous, you gotta do it anyway. Even if you're the first one in your family, you gotta do it anyway. You gotta just do it anyway. Why? Because the people that are living on purpose, the people at the top, they don't make excuses, they make a way. Like, you just gotta do that. Like, with some people, it's like, if I'm not being encouraged, I can't make... No, even if you're not being encouraged, do it anyway. Even if you're not being validated, do it anyway. Like, can you just be faithful in the small things? Can you be consistent? Can you be persistent? Can you be faithful in the dark? Can you be steadfast? Can you be unmovable?
Say it with me and say it like you mean it. I am determined, come hell or high water, to win. From this day forth, all I do is win. Start it, make up in your mind that you're gonna finish it. And if you can get to a point in your life where you finish everything you start, you are going to be miles ahead of everybody else. I don't care how difficult it is, I need you to finish. I don't care how you feel, I need you to finish. I don't care if you feel defeated, finish anyway.
Get yourself on the path to health, the path to happiness, the path to success, the path to freedom. And that path is the path of discipline. It is the way of discipline. Get on it and get after it. Discipline equals freedom.